Hi, it's Ryan McKean, and I'm here on Connecticut Personal Injury Answers today to talk about one of the most common questions I get, which is, how long is my case going to take? And there's no clear answer to that question, so I'm going to go through just a variety of factors that influence how long a case is going to take. The first factor in how long your personal injury case is going to take may very well be the investigation. Sometimes, especially on state police fatality cases, we don't even have police reports until a year after the date of the incident. So we can't really do a whole lot with understanding who might be responsible if the police are the ones in exclusive possession of evidence. Now, oftentimes there will be a police information, which is far shorter than the police report, that allows us to get a start and get our own investigation on. But still, that police report is going to be a document that we're going to want to look at. So sometimes police investigation can be a factor. Another factor how long a case is going to take is simply medical treatment. Generally speaking, we want to, resolve a case once we have an understanding as to how our client has healed, or if they're going to heal, or what, if any, permanent injury they have suffered. And oftentimes, orthopedists won't give what's known as a permanency evaluation or rating until a year or so after an accident, or after a surgery related from an accident. So sometimes part of our investigation is simply just trying to figure out how hurt a client is before we make a demand or we can settle. So definitely medical treatment of our clients is probably the biggest factor in determining how long a case is going to take. Because once we settle a case, say we settle it tomorrow, and then a week later you find out that you need surgery as a result, well, we can't go back and claim that surgery as related because the case has been released and there's no going back. So we try to make sure that we have as much information as possible before settling any case. So treatment is another factor. Another factor is simply sometimes the insurance company of the defendant. Companies such as Liberty Mutual and Allstate, notoriously, they like to drag out litigation. Their entire strategy is delay, deny, defend. So they don't offer reasonable money prior to a lawsuit. They don't offer reasonable money until really trial, or right before trial, when they know that they have to pay. So who the insurance company is of the defendant can take a long time. One of the perhaps more frustrating things about personal injury law practice, and it's just completely sort of an unsexy topic, is just how long it can take us to get medical records. In my office, we constantly write for medical records. We rewrite, we call, we recall, and sometimes we get medical records from providers that are incomplete. Sometimes we get records and not bills. We have to follow up. So the simple length of time it can take us to get records from a provider can be an issue. Oftentimes when we're in suit or we're in litigation, we file a subpoena so as not to get further delay and to get those records out of there. And I would say that those are the main factors in determining sort of how long a case is going to take. With maybe, I guess, one caveat, and the caveat being that if there's very significant injuries and very little insurance, say the Connecticut minimum is $25,000, and somebody has $100,000 worth of medical expenses, then that claim can obviously resolve very quickly because the medical bills alone exceed the policy. So that's maybe the last sort of caveat on any of that. Is the insurance policy of the defendant. But those are the factors that we deal with on a day-in and day-out basis, and I hope, if you're going through something, that this podcast helps you understand some of the factors as to how long a Connecticut personal injury case may take.